This is your Paragon News update for September 16th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athop. More details surrounding the double homicide in Leedy that took place early Monday morning. Court records show that 34-year-old Ty Allen Seacrest was formally charged in Dewey County with two felony counts of first-degree murder after allegedly shooting his girlfriend, Stacy Boyd, and her sister-in-law, Angel Boyd, inside the Leedy ambulance barn. A probable cause affidavit provided to Paragon Communications revealed that while interviewing Seacrest, he would tell an OSBI investigator that he had a methamphetamine relapse and needed help early Monday morning. He said Stacy Boyd would drive him to meet Angel Boyd at the ambulance barn in order to receive medical attention. Seacrest would tell authorities that Angel Boyd attempted to give Seacrest fluids by way of an IV. However, Seacrest became upset, thinking she was giving him something else. The suspect would tell investigators that he would go to the car, retrieve a .38 caliber revolver, and return to shoot Stacy Boyd first, and then Angel Boyd, who was still in an ambulance. Seacrest would then drive back to the home he shared with Stacy Boyd and eventually called 911 to turn himself in. Seacrest was formally charged on Monday, with bond being denied. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled to take place on October 18th. A Custer City man is wanted in Custer County after being accused of sexually abusing three female minors. Two of the three girls were adopted daughters of the subject, with the other being his stepdaughter. According to court records, an outstanding warrant for arrest was issued for 51-year-old Roger Dean Bell on September 9th after being charged with three felony counts of child sexual abuse. A probable cause affidavit revealed that multiple incidents occurred between Bell and the victims between September of 2009 and June of 2018. One victim was reportedly between the age of 12 and 17 during the abuse, another between 15 and 17, and the third girl between 13 and 18. Once arrested, bond for Bell was set at $50,000 as of press time. He has not been apprehended. The Southwestern Oklahoma State University Foundation is hosting its second annual charitable hunt on Friday in Duval, and the Swazoo Foundation has announced that longtime Swazoo benefactors Candy and Rick Nagel of Norman are serving as the event's presenting sponsor and major underwriters. This is the second consecutive year in which the Nagels have provided key financial backing for the event. Candy Nagel is a 1998 Swazoo alumni and past president of the Swazoo Alumni Association. Candy is a founder and president of Cherokee Cap Creations Incorporated, a nimble and adaptive design and distribution firm with a focus on the promotional product business. Rick Nagel is currently managing partner of Acorn Growth Companies, a middle market private equity firm focused exclusively on aerospace, defense, and intelligence. Rick serves or has served on the boards of the Aerospace Industry Association, U.S. Air Force Association, State Chamber of Oklahoma, and the Oklahoma Alliance of Boys and Girls Clubs. Rick is a regent of the University of Oklahoma. The proceeds from the hunt will be allocated to the Dr. Ken Rose Memorial Fund, which exists to help Swazoo produce the next generation of conservationists, sportsmen and sportswomen, wildlife law enforcement officials, park rangers, and many others. This unique fundraising activity will be facilitated by Black Oak Farms, a full-service hunting operation that is integrated with traditional agricultural practices of farming and ranching. In state news, a group of parents are suing Edmond School officials. Oklahoma News Network's Jacqueline Scott tells us why.
They allege the district is violating their children's constitutional rights by excluding them from school and activities because of the district's COVID-19 protocols. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
Recapping our top story, the suspect in a double murder case in Dewey County has been charged. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 16th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athop.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.